Welcome to the latest episode of the Custom Private Equity Podcast, long-term results of $35 oil. Today we will talk with Paul Anthony Thomas, the principal at CustomPrivateEquity.com. I'm Ram Davis, experienced podcaster, and I'll be asking the newbie questions. Paul, so we talked about the long-term effects of $20 oil back when there was $20 oil, and now it's no longer $20. But what are going to be the long-term effects if it stays at $35? And is it at $35 yet?
Well, today is June 5th, 2020, and oil is trading around $35 today. A month ago, it was trading around $25. And that's kind of the dynamic we're going to talk about today. The basic cost of producing a barrel of oil is still there. It still costs $45 to $50 a barrel to produce most oil in the United States. So people that are producing, for instance, myself, I'm still losing money at $35 oil, but I can't afford to shut my wells in because I have monthly bills I have to pay. So I still produce, even though I produce at a loss, just to keep my creditors, basically my suppliers, happy. So I can send them a little bit of a check. I can't pay their full bill every month, but I can send them my electric provider, I can send him, instead of $5,000 a month, I can send him $2,500 next month and keep him happy. And he knows that the price of oil is going to go back up. So this problem fixes itself, as we discussed before. As the supply lessens and people start shutting in their wells because they can't afford to produce them anymore, then the demand, it levels off, supply and demand level off, and the price starts stabilizing and starts going up, and people start speculating that, okay, the supply is going to be different next month than it is this month, so I'm going to go ahead and produce. And so it's a kind of a real dynamic marketplace. So I was reading an article today in the first week in June that says oil is going to be at $70 a barrel by the end of the year. Well, if my lease breaks even at $45 a barrel, then at $70 a barrel, I'm going to be making a lot of money, and I'll be able to pay off all my people that I owe money to, and everything will be fine. So,
what if it stays at 35?
If it stays at 35, then we're going to just produce it just basically as long as we can, and hopefully our creditors will work with us and keep us in business. I would love to be buying oil production at $35 a barrel, just like we talked about in March of this year in our podcast. I am a firm believer that oil is going to be $50 a barrel in the next year. And I think that buying oil in the ground at $35 based on the $35 price is a good investment, because we're basically buying those barrels in the ground for basically around $3 a barrel. So if we can buy it for $3 and lift it for $10, or lift it for $20, now we're at $23 a barrel cost, and $35 a barrel will make us some money. So we're running into people now. We had two bankruptcies announced this week, bankruptcy sales announced this week. So a lot of people have actually filed for bankruptcy, and this is the first week in June of 2020. But we have a lot more people that are going to file for bankruptcy because they can't afford to produce. The bank's not going to be patient with them for very, very much longer, and things are going to come to a head here soon over the next year, 12 months or so.
Yeah, and you had mentioned before that different wells have different prices where they start breaking even.
Right.
So and the ones that are under or over 35, those are having a lot more trouble, obviously, right now when they can't sell for that price.
Right. So in May of 2020, I got $14 a barrel for my 1,000 barrels that I produced. So I would have gotten $50,000 for that price. But I was able to pay up some of my bills with that $14,000 and keep myself afloat. I do have one lease that produces oil that makes money at $15 a barrel. So at $35 a barrel, I'm doing pretty well with that lease. I do have this other lease that I operate. I operate two different leases right now, and the other lease that I operate makes a profit at about $35 a barrel. So that's what we're hoping, that as the price moves up to $40 a barrel, we'll be getting $35 a barrel on the ground, and we'll be breaking even. And our creditors, I had a call with one of my creditors today, and he said, "We understand what you're doing. We understand that you're still producing, which is a good thing for us. We know that you're trying to make revenue and trying to make enough revenue to pay us, and we're happy with that." So we're going to let you go along. We're going to let you ride us for another 90 days. And in 90 days, we'll check back in with you and see where you are.
Right. So what are some of the factors that affect the price that you're breaking even on?
The break-even price is based on how much water you're producing with the oil, how much oil you're producing, and how much your overhead costs are. So you have a net revenue value on each lease. So the lease that makes oil, it makes money at $15 a barrel is an 80% lease. So I get 80% of the oil production that comes out of the well, me and my partners do. The lease that makes money at $35 oil is a 75% lease, so I only get 75% of the money that comes out of that well bore. So that's one of the dynamics. Your net revenue on your lease is a big, big, big factor. How much water you produce and how much you have to get rid of, how much electricity you use. So my well makes money at $15 a barrel, only has a $300 a month electric bill. My lease is that make money at $35 oil, I have a $5,000 a month electric bill. So there's just a difference in dynamics of how you have to get the oil out of the ground and what it takes to produce it.
So when you say net revenue and you get 75 or 80% of that, who's getting the other 20, the other 25?
The landowner, the mineral owner of the lease. So when people buy minerals, they buy this income stream, or they buy the rights to the income stream. When somebody else comes in and drills an oil well, they get a piece of the pie because they own the minerals.
All right. So that's what, when people talk about mineral rights on land, that's what they're talking about.
That's what they're talking about oil and natural gas mineral rights. Some places it's uranium, some places it's gold, some places it's silver, but there's royalties on all these types of minerals that we produce.
And all the expenses come out of the producer, not the owner's side, right?
That's
like
right.
They get 25%, let's say it's 75. So they get 25% of gross revenue.
Gross revenue.
You sell the oil for.
Yeah. It's a royalty. That's right. So they don't have to pay any of the expenses. I have to pay all the expenses on my side, but right. I own a majority of the oil as well. So,
yeah. And I know that you've mentioned this before when we've been talking about distressed people, is there's also debt. So if you have debt, if you took on debt in order to buy that well that you are now paying, then that is another thing that has to be paid every month. And that would affect the profitability of a particular well as well, correct?
That's exactly right. And that's why we don't use debt in our feature, in our programs, because the bank's not going to be very patient with you. They're on the other side of the table. You owe them money and they're not as patient as the other people that are in the oil business are. So
right.
The bankruptcy sales that have come to a head in June, the first week in June in 2020, their banker has told them, I have to have my money, go sell your stuff.
Yeah.
And they're going to auction and selling their stuff. And we're going to be at those auctions buying stuff. So
right. Right. Well, thanks. That was great. And one thing I want to point out to people is that if you go to the customprivateequity.com website and you go to, there's a link at the very top about the opportunities that are going on right now. And that'll take you to a page. And on that page, Paul regularly updates actual sales that are going on, bankruptcy sales, equipment sales, all those kind of things to show you exactly what it is that he's talking about, how these are coming. People are going out of business, people are in straits and they need to sell stuff. And this is an example. And he regularly updates that. So I would suggest that anybody who's listening to this would like to see kind of that, what's going on right now, go to that page and check it out. And go to the website, and there's lots of resources on that website that you can get for absolutely free. Any final words, Paul?
No, Ron. Thank you very much for your time today, and I appreciate it. Thanks.